This is Jim Spiri. It's February 29th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a member of the New Mexico National Guard. Please tell me your name.
Staff Sergeant Ian Howard Weger.
And can I call you Ian?
Sure.
Ian, how old are you?
40.
And how long you been in the New Mexico National Guard?
Since 2002.
And were you prior service before that?
Yes, I was. Active duty, I've had 23 years total service time so far.
So you got into this game as a young man at 17 years old?
Correct.
So this is your life?
Yeah, pretty much my life, my second war, so, and multiple peacekeepers missions, so.
Tell me a little bit about where you've been in deployments in your career, briefly.
Briefly, been to Desert Shield, Desert Storm, obviously, Honduras, doing the drug addiction missions there. Kosovo twice, Albania once, Bosnia once, and now here.
Of all your deployments and all your deployments, how does the one you're on right now compare to everything?
Well, last one I was quartermaster in infantry, and then I really wasn't flying in the past ones, and then Kosovo was a slower mission, so this is definitely a new experience for me doing the medevac and flight instructing.
And specifically your job on this, you're crew chief, is that correct?
I'm a crew chief, but I'm also a flight instructor.
Okay, so you're in the air a lot on this deployment.
Yeah, if I'm not doing missions, I'm training the guys or getting them up on their aerial progression and levels.
Keeping the next crop of crew chiefs up to speed.
Up to speed, current, yeah, correct.
Tell me a little bit, walk me through a mission, a typical, if there is such a word as typical mission here, what goes through when you get to, from the time you get the call to where you go pick up specifically a wounded Marine?
We get the call. Technically, we have 15-minute response time. Usually, we're off the ground in 5 minutes. Head out to the aircraft. The pilot, myself, will go out, crank up on the APU, get the aircraft all set to go. So the medic and pilot get out. We turn the rotor blades, get a hold of the tower. Tower gives us the go-ahead to launch, and then we get the mission approval from higher headquarters. Then in the air, we brief on what the mission is, how many patients we have, what we have. So we're flying, myself and the medic, we get the aircraft ready in the back for the patients, get out whatever O2 they're going to need, oxygen, IV bags, try and expedite the time on the ground there.
So a lot's happening in a short amount of time. So you're off the ground usually in 5 to 10 minutes, and then at your point of injury in a short time thereafter, correct?
Correct. Usually anywhere, I think the longest, maybe 15 minutes from here.
So by the time you get the call, to the time you get to your point of injury, to the time you pick him up, bring him back, all this is done in anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes?
Correct.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's a lot, really quick, but that's what we try for.
And that's what you're training to do, right?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, you're a history guy. You and I have talked a lot about history. Where are we right now in history in your mind relating to your this specific deployment? I mean, everybody knows this is kind of a pivotal time. Looking at it from only a historical point of view, where do you see it all?
I see it kind of like colonial Britain when the Brits came through here back in the day. Tried to appease the different tribes, get them, and then when that wouldn't work, they just tried to beat the crap out of them. I mean, it's, you know, it's, these people have been fighting since biblical times, so. But yeah, I'd have to say the colonial, British colonial days coming through, like Ganga Din era and stuff.
And again, I want to pick up on the history part, because you and I have had extensive conversations about World War II history and things. How do you feel in your role in the history? I mean, usually you're a person that talks a lot about history and everything, but now you're here making history. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good, because I feel like I'm in a long line of soldiers that have been coming through here thousands of years, shedding their blood, giving their lives for different missions. You know, from the Romans, Genghis Khan, and on up to modern day.
That's pretty good. You've got, like you said, 23 years experience in the military with your prior service and your current guard, and you're only 40. How many more years are you going to keep this going?
I'm going to try and make 30. Go for the max, and then if I can stay past that, it'll be nice. But I've spent all my entire adulthood life in the uniform serving the country, so it's what I know and love.
So you absolutely love it then?
Oh yeah, no complaints. Three hots and a cot. I mean, it's perfect. Well, except for here, but...
And somebody to always tell you what to do, right? So never a boring moment?
Well, at the point now, I like to think of myself as upper middle management, so not so many people to tell me what to do, just suggest it, and then I tell everyone else what to do. Like back in the day, you know, when you're private, I want to be where that guy is. Well, I'm at that place now, so feels good.
I like that. That's upper middle management. I'm gonna use that one. I like that. I'm talking to an upper middle management guy here at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh that doesn't have running water.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know.
If you wanted to convey something to the audience, specifically in New Mexico, about your experience here, and just wanted to get one point across, what would that one point be that you would want to get across?
One point would be, don't judge the people by what you read or what you see. I mean, these people have a great culture. Culture's been around for thousands of years. You know, biblical times, and a few crackpots here does not make an entire populace all bad. But I mean, I love getting out and meeting the army, getting out and meeting new cultures and seeing how they live. You know, you can read about it in National Geographic, but until you're out here and you actually see them living in mud huts, see the nomadic herdsmen going from this place to that place with their tarps, with their camel caravans, you know, with their giant herds of sheep, it's surreal.
I want to jump back about 10 years ago. Where were you around 9/11? On 9/11?
I was on active duty in Germany with the 1st Infantry Division.
Here we are 10 years later. Did you have a clue at that time that 10 years from then, which is right now, you'd be here in Afghanistan now doing medevac missions? Did you think we'd be here 10 years down the track?
I figured we'd be somewhere 10 years down the track. I didn't really think Afghanistan. I thought more like Iraq, and well, I obviously just left Iraq. But yeah, I kind of didn't see it, but at the same time, I kind of expected it. Because nowadays, you know, there's no linear line, literally front lines. They're there, we're here. It's everywhere, and you can't just, you know, can't just static defense.
10 years from now, looking forward, you're probably still going to be in the Guard. You're young yet. You're only 40. I've met several people that are 50 and more that are in the New Mexico Guard. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully a sergeant first class or first sergeant somewhere. I'd really love to work at the Military Museum there in Santa Fe, the Bataan Museum. I'd be, historian, that'd be my ideal job. But yeah, sergeant first class, first sergeant somewhere. Leading soldiers and getting them ready, and then coming back to a situation, hopefully nothing like this, but coming back to situation, learning on it, and teaching the young guys.
So you'd like to work in the Bataan building. That's where Secretary of Veterans Affairs Timothy Hale works for the state of New Mexico. Have you met him yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, maybe we could put in a good word for him, because he listens to a lot of these videos, to a lot of these audios.
That'd be nice, trust me.
All right, Staff Sergeant, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. Congratulations on your 23 years of service, and I know you're in the fourth quarter now, and just enjoy the rest of your deployment.
Yeah, I'm down in the home stretch. Thanks.
This is Jim Speary. It's February 29th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.